Hello, my Playdate peeps. Welcome to today's Playdate. I am so excited you are here. Today's topic is like truly one of my favorite topics. I want you to grab your coffee. If you're on a walk or in the car, just like imagine you got like a cozy little mug with you because we are going to nerd out on all things time management here today. So do you ever feel like your brain is playing ping pong with your to-do list? Like literally imagine your brain on a ping pong table being hit across the table and like on the table is your to-do list. Really gross and graphic. But like sometimes that's how we feel, right? One minute you're on a sales call. The next you're writing a podcast script, then hopping into an internal meeting. And by the end of the day, you've done everything but like nothing. You know what I mean? And if that sounds like you, I want you to know, my friend, you are not alone. I have been there too. I used to think that's just what busy entrepreneurs and leaders did. Like that was how my days went every day, all day. And then I started to get really deep into podcasts. And back in like the mid-2015 era, I started really listening to entrepreneurial shows, one of which being Jenna Kutcher and the other is Amy Porterfield. And they talked about this magical thing called time batching. Okay. Now, let me just tell you, once I started this process, my focus shot up, my burnout went down, and my calendar finally felt like it was working for me, not against me. And since we're talking all about time management this month on the show, I had to bring this to you. So here's why the old way wasn't working. I mean, truly, when I first started Improve It, which if you don't know, Improve It is the company that I run, I have founded. It is now almost in its 11th year of business, which is wild. And it's a professional development company. We are an improv-infused talent development company for the new generation of work. And when I first started this business, I had never run a business in my life. I had no clue what I was doing. I used to literally think I could do it all. I could do it back to back. I could go all day long. I would do sales calls sprinkled in between creative work. I would write outlines. I would brainstorm. I would answer emails. I would run meetings. I would literally shift gears so fast all day that by the end of the day, my brain felt like scrambled eggs. And I'm talking about the runny kind that you put on top of avocado toast, okay? But here's the truth. By the end of the day, I was freaking exhausted. Constant context switching is exhausting because your brain in those moments don't fully switch. It drags that last task into the new one. So you're never really fully focused. And that lack of focus is what leads to burnout. When we have too many tabs open in our brain all day long, our system is on overload. Imagine a computer. If you leave that computer on with 30 tabs open, that battery is going to drain faster than if you just have one to two tabs open at a time. So here was the aha moment for me. Literally, I was listening to another episode. I think it was Amy Porterfield of her talking about her time batching strategy. And I said to myself, if it works for them, why can't it work for me? And that's when I decided to stop wishing for focus and start intentionally designing my week. I built out an ideal week calendar with theme days, with dedicated blocks of time. And truly, I have never looked back. So before I give you this five-step framework on how to batch your time like a baddie, and let me just say, baddie is a word that I'm using to sound youthful, okay? I'm just going to put that out there for free. You're a baddie. That means you're cool. I'm using that as a cool mom, okay? So know that when I say the word baddie, I want you to think I'm cool. So that just clearing the air, number one. Number two, backing it all up. If you haven't listened to this show for a while, I would strongly encourage you to go back on the show and look at episodes in 2023. We've had this show for a long time. Back then, it was called the Improve It Podcast. And I was on a healing journey that year because I suffered from what is called post-concussion syndrome and was just like truly trying to survive the day. every day. Like, I was not thriving. I was surviving. Things that normally should be easy to me, like sending an email or, you know, asking my son to pick up his clothes off the floor, were so arduous. Like, my brain was so tired. And what I am grateful for in hindsight is this gift and this opportunity to take a look at how I was spending my time and how to make my life run more efficiently. And in doing that, my team and I also decided to go down to a 4-day work week. Now, I'm a small business owner. We run a small business. I know that this is something that if you work in a large organization, takes a lot of chains of commands to get to and to approve. But for me and my team, time batching became truly the only way that we could go to a 4-day work week. So you can go back. We'll drop some of the links of those shows in the show notes of this episode so you can hear how we did that. We used a framework and a strategy. But in order to work 4 days a week and not 5, we needed every minute to count while we were in the office. And we work 9-hour days, Monday to Thursday. So all that to say, I have been there, done that, got the t-shirt on time batching, and I'm going to give you the framework that I use, not for the 4-day work week, but for you to batch your time like a baddie. And please think I'm cool. Okay, here is step one. First thing you are going to do is you're going to decide, okay, I'm going to take 20 minutes out of my day and do step one of this framework. You're going to light a candle in your office or somewhere in your home that just feels like a vibe. You could do it in your office if you want, but I like to feel cozy when I'm doing things like this, when my brain really needs to focus on focusing. Play a playlist. I like to listen to frequencies while I work. You can literally go on Spotify and type in the word frequency, and there's all different types of frequencies, but it's just, these are sounds that help calm your nervous system. And what you're going to do in that time is you're going to list every single thing you do in a week, Monday to Friday, personal and professional. So it could be like workout. It could be like journal. It could be meditate. It could be internal meetings. It could be client calls. It could be sitting in on new products and innovation panels. I don't know. Whatever it is that you do, you're listing it out. And I don't want you to skip a single thing. You can even pull up your calendar and just use that as a starting point. But don't put things like meals or going to the bathroom. You have to eat. You have to go to the bathroom, okay? Everything else goes on that list. Step one. Step two. Now that you have your list, you're going to assess the list and you're going to look for patterns or themes. So you might see, oh, wow, I have a lot of internal meetings on my calendar. Great. Oh, okay. I have a lot of client meetings on my calendar. These things become buckets, all right? So you're just going to assess buckets and you're going to look for 4 to 5 different buckets or themes that you notice about yourself. Maybe you are creative and so you're heads down in PowerPoints. So you're seeing a lot of time spent making PowerPoints. Maybe you are a leader, so you have a ton of internal meetings. Maybe you're in sales and you have a ton of client meetings. I want you to find 4 to 5 different buckets of your tasks and write those down. Because your aha moment, my friend, is coming in step 3. You are now going to assign each one of those buckets or themes to a day. Now, before I get into this, I want to just preface. I know that I'm an entrepreneur, that I create my own schedule, that I have a lot of flexibility. But here's the thing. I also run a team. I also need touch points with them. I also have things that need to happen in order for our business to run. So I understand that for me, I can make this a little more flexible than some people who work in a corporate setting where there's just mandatory meetings. Take that into consideration. Take what you can from this conversation and use it and apply it for you. So what you're going to do is assign each theme to a very specific day. And I'd like to share with you my week so you can understand, and then we can talk about your week. All right. So Mondays. Mondays are my internal meeting and organizational days. So on this day, I have decided that I have most of my internal checkpoints on Monday. So for me, when I get up, I always have my morning routine, which is I work out and I meditate before I get to work. I get ready and then I show up at work. On Monday, I spend some time checking email, going in our Asana, which is our project management tool, mapping out the projects that need to get done that week. And then I use it as a day for internal meetings and organizing. So if I have podcasts with guests that week, I'm going to create the outline and the questions. I'm going to prep the show. And I really take a look at what it is that week that needs some finessing or organizing. And I plan in the morning. And then that afternoon, I'm literally in back-to-back meetings. I meet with our content team to talk about our marketing. I meet with our podcast team to talk about this show. I meet with our internal sales and marketing team. So we talk about what's going on. We look at metrics. And then generally we have a monthly meeting and we also have a sales kickoff every month. Those things always happen on Mondays as well. So that's my Monday, all internal meetings and organizing. On Tuesdays, I call this my client call day or my client day. So I use Calendly, which is an easy service to book meetings, right? Like it's literally you send somebody a link, they have access to your calendar, they can book a time, it books the Zoom link, bada bang, bada boom, you mitigate like all of the back and forth to schedule time. Well, for me, my Calendly externally is only opened on Tuesdays and some Thursdays, but mostly Tuesdays. And it's for a reason. I know this day I'm going to show up in head to toe, full Zoom mullet gear. All right. I've done my hair. I've done my makeup. I'm going to have so many calls on a Tuesday. And let me tell you, by the end of a Tuesday, I am talked out. All right. But I'm talking to clients. I am doing consult calls before keynotes. I am talking to potential clients for potential keynotes and sales. I'm doing follow-ups and networking calls. So it's a really day that I know Monday night I need to go to bed early because Tuesday I'm on. All right. So that's my Tuesday. And I just want to preface like what you wear matters. And so I know on Mondays, it's a lot of internal meetings. My team sees how I woke up like this. Like for real, I'm just like in my gym clothes. I don't put on makeup. It's so nice. I know what the day is going to bring. And so Monday, just super chill. Tuesday, I'm ready to go. Wednesdays are when I come to you, my podcast day. So I know, again, I'm going to get up, I'm going to get ready, I'm going to have my hair, my makeup, my clothes ready, and I'm going to either have some shows that I'm doing with a guest, I'm going to have internal shows, solo shows like this. I don't know why I called it internal. I guess I'm going internally with you. And then I also do some guest spots on other shows, so I plan those on Wednesdays too. So I come in my podcast studio, which is literally a little closet that I've made into a studio in my home. I get everything ready, my lights on, my camera ready, my lighting perfect, my mic on, and then I just sit and I record. And that to me is like, I know Wednesday, I don't have to like get up, go to a meeting, come back, unplug my computer. It's just boom, boom, boom. So solo episodes, guest interviews, shows for other podcasts, they all happen here. And then I send everything to the editor on Wednesdays too. So I know this is the day I'm promoting the show that is launched that day. I'm creating new content. It's just a way to batch my time efficiently. And then Thursdays, I call project days. So this is where I put time on the calendar for internal work. So I create all of the workshops that we do here and improve it. And then I use my team to help me finesse and really make sure everything sounds good. So I'm creating new content that day. If we're launching something, that's the day that I'll work on the sales page or the landing page or the website. It's an innovative morning for me. And then the afternoon, I have two check-ins with my team, one with our director of talent. And then we have what we call our Thursday meeting to look at the metrics for the week. And that is my project day on Thursday. Now, does the week look perfect every week? No. Throw a keynote and travel in there and everything's out the window, all right? But the weeks that I am home and I am working from home, this is how they look. And so I don't schedule coffee meetings or any type of meetings on Wednesday, Thursday, Tuesday. I will if I know it's more of like a partnership meeting. Networking coffees are for Fridays. If I want to get to know somebody here in my hometown of Charleston, we're going to coffee or a lunch on a Friday. If, you know, there's somebody I could potentially work with or become friends with, that's a Friday meeting. Friday for me is my life admin day. So this is the day where I get my grocery order in. I start the laundry for my family. I am like doing things like a car wash or going shopping for my son's school clothes or getting groceries at Trader Joe's because they don't deliver. Like, why can't Trader Joe's deliver? So that's a whole other podcast episode. For me, Friday is life admin. And then Saturday and Sunday, I really try to relax. I really try to live my life and enjoy life. And I live in Charleston, South Carolina, by the beach. So I have a pool. We're in the pool. We're in the water. We're boating with friends. Like, to me, that is what life is about. And I feel fully focused when I'm here Monday through Thursday. Friday, I get what I need to done. Sunday, I'm like putting up groceries and finishing getting ready for the week. But for the most part, I'm in pure joy and I'm living those days. So maybe your buckets are things like internal calls, client calls, projects. Maybe it's networking. You use those buckets to create your day. Now, I know in a lot of organizations, you cannot control when meetings happen. But what you can do is voice your opinion. And you can say to a leader, hey, you know, I've noticed that we have a lot of internal meetings spread throughout the week. Could we bucket it down and just do one day, like Monday or Thursday instead? And see what they say. It might actually be really refreshing for your team. Just a thought. So take from my theme days what you will, create your own theme days, and try to stick to that schedule as much as possible. Now, in a perfect world, it works out exactly as planned, but life happens. It's not going to be perfect, and that's okay. Today is my podcast day, and I had a call this morning with somebody who my team and I were networking with. It just happens like that, and sometimes that's what you have to do. But for the rest of the day, I'm talking on this microphone. I was supposed to have a guest show that got rescheduled. I'm promoting the show that goes out. I am going to be talking to some of our past guests to get some things going with them. So I'm really focusing on the show today. This is Wednesday when I'm recording it. I try to keep it that way as much as possible. Do your best. Progress, not perfection. All right? Now that you have those days, step four is put it on the calendar. So I have it literally at the top of my calendar, the theme of that day, and try my best to, when I'm booking meetings that I can control, group those meetings on the specific assigned day, and then put tasks that coordinate with my assigned day to that day. One way to do this, we use Google Business. So we use Business Gmail here at Improve It. You might use Outlook. We have the ability to create multiple calendars. So what I actually did was create an ideal day calendar. And so I pull up that ideal day calendar while I'm planning my week. There's multiple ways to do this, but you want to put it on your calendar when it's visible. So if somebody asks you for a meeting, an external meeting on a day that is your project day, you change it to the day that you do external meetings. That's called boundaries. All right. And boundaries are sexy and it takes time. And as a recovering people pleaser, it takes a lot of sort of unlearning what you've been learned and conditioned to do, which is say yes. And as an improviser, that's again my natural instinct. But what I am saying yes to is my time. I love knowing too, Mondays and Thursdays, I can get ready, but like I don't need like a full lash. You know what I mean? And for you, if you wear eyelashes, maybe you don't have to put on pants, all right? I don't know. But I'm just telling you, it's nice to know in advance how the look and feel of your day is going to go. So you can plan that night ahead and that morning to be like full ramp up on or head down in your work that day. So that's step four. Put it on your calendar. And here's step five. You're going to test for 30 days, all right? Try this methodology for 30 days. Stick to it. Adjust as needed. Again, don't aim for progress or no, reverse. Don't aim for perfection. Just progress, all right? Oh, y'all, this is just literally time batching. My favorite thing to talk about. Like, I could nerd out on this all day long. But again, step one, write down your weekly tasks. Step two, bucket your tasks. Step three, assign theme days. And then step four, put it on your calendar. Step five, test and apply and adjust as needed for 30 days. Now, I'm going to hold up for 1 minute because if you're listening and you're thinking, Erin, I want this, but I have no idea how to make it happen or work for my team, I have got you covered. Because my peeps, here at Improve It, we have just created and launched a time management workshop. This is a high energy, interactive experience. Well, you will learn the formula, intentional planning plus focused action equals productivity with purpose. Now, we can do this for your team for groups of up to 100 people for 2 hours or virtually for up to 50 people for 90 minutes. And in this time, we will help you identify time wasters. We'll help you align your work with your most important goals. We'll help you master time blocking to maximize efficiency and reduce burnout. So if your team is ready to work smarter and not harder, reach out and let's make it happen. You can click the link in the show notes or go to learntoimproveit.com. That's learntoimproveit.com. So remember when I told you the story at the beginning of the show about bouncing from task to task, feeling fried by 3 p.m. like a fried potato? Time batching has changed that. It's really not about being rigid, okay? It is about being intentional. So I have a friend of mine who, I'll just never forget this. We were putting on face masks, you know, like those face masks you can just buy at the drugstore that you put on that are just like refreshing and cleansing and nourish and moisturize your face. Anyway, we were putting on the face mask and I set a timer because it said, keep it on for 20 minutes. And the timer went off. And my friend goes, oh my gosh, you are the most rigid person I know. Like, you literally set a timer and I'm just going to keep this on my face until I feel like removing it. And that's the difference in us. And I was like, no, I'm not rigid. I'm efficient because 20 minutes is done and now I'm ready to move on. And it was intentional because after that, I was going to get ready to do something else. My whole point of this is being intentional with your time allows you to say yes to you. You want to start small. You want to pick one day to theme. You want to see how your brain loves having less chaos and more flow. And just like I learned from the entrepreneurs I mentioned, Jenna Kutcher and Amy Porterfield, you can design your schedule to work for you. That's the real baddie move here. So here's your homework. Try this method for 30 days. Email me info@learntoimproveit.com and tell me how it went. I literally read every email, every piece of feedback that you send us. I celebrate it. I say thank you. And I want you to tell me how it goes. And I want to celebrate your wins with you. I'm so grateful you decided to spend your precious time here with me today. I want you to know that I see you, I love you, and I'm so glad we had this playdate together. Until next time, I'm Erin Diehl. I'll see you soon.